You're listening to Trot the Egging, hosted by John Hetherington, working with Widnes Rugby Union Football Club, sponsored by Boydells. This week's rugby story is that of a lad who is a dynamic, hard-working back rower and has showcased his talents on the big stage. Played for big clubs such as St Helens, Salford, Lee, Toronto and currently resides at Toulouse. Has some great ideas for the game of rugby league, but will turn his attentions elsewhere when playing is over. Ladies and gents, it's Mr Andrew Dixon. All right, Andy, how's lockdown been for you and doors close to you, mate?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, you know. So, obviously, the first lockdown, I was in England from roughly, it was about March time, everything started shutting down, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
I was in England for that part, all the way up until probably the second lockdown into December, and that's when I ended up signing for Toulouse and then coming over here. And you know, the restrictions have been a little bit different over here. There's a curfew and things like that. But it's been a tricky one and a hard one to get through. But you know, hopefully we're getting through the other side now. So
yeah, fingers crossed, mate, isn't it? And things are getting back to normal. So before we get stuck into your rugby story, Andrew, where was home and who lived with you?
Yeah, so I lived in Warrington. Well, initially in Manchester. And then when I was 3 years old, I moved to Warrington, and we moved into a little area near Gemini. I lived there with my mum and my dad and my two sisters up until about 2014. That's when I moved out, got my own place not too far away from them, still in Warrington. So, but yeah, now obviously I'm in France, so kind of moved countries now. So yeah.
Yeah, not just a little move.
Yeah.
So what did you do as a kid then? So what ball was do you first remember knocking about with? Was it a football, rugby ball? Was it your tennis, cricket?
Pretty much everything, really. My dad was a massive influence on me growing up. He was a PE teacher. Right. So I had everything. You know, we played cricket in the back garden, we played football, we played rugby. He played rugby union himself, right. And he played football as well. So initially I tried playing football when I was growing up. And most rugby players, I'm a failed footballer. So I wasn't very good at football, but then kind of took well to rugby. So, yeah. And obviously you enjoy what you're good at. So that's what I ended up doing. And that's how I kind of moved through different sports as a junior.
All right. So what did you do for competition at home as a kid then, with obviously having two sisters? Was it just you against your dad, or did you and your mates have a kickabout by where you was? Because the Gemini, there's not a lot of kickabout space really, mate, is there?
No, there's not. It's more industrial, really, and there's a lot of supermarkets and things around there. But yeah, when I was younger, it was a lot of me against my dad in the garden and things like that, like playing rugby on your knees and all that lot, as you do as a kid.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, I got like a young group of friends, really. You know, through rugby at St Helens. So I tended to knock around with them a lot, really, as a kid. And just kind of do everything that you do as a kid, really.
Yeah. So what junior school did you go in? What sports were encouraged there, mate?
I went to St Gregory's in Warrington. And to be honest with you, it was more football. We had a PE teacher called Mr Duna. He was the biggest influence on rugby, but other than that, it was predominantly football. So I played quite a lot of football in school, and we had quite a decent team. I think we went to Warrington final a few times, but yeah, it wasn't really a rugby school, or even a lot of the schools in Warrington weren't really rugby schools, to be honest with you.
Bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that Butler Beaumont, it was. They kind of took all the Warrington kids, and they had like a little bit of a scholarship thing going on there. But yeah, like Penketh and Sankey, and I remember we used to get into the regional competitions, and you ended up getting battered by the team from Saints and Wigan. So you know, it wasn't really a big thing when I was younger. I'm not sure what it's like now, but when I was younger, it definitely wasn't a thing in Warrington.
So you talked your footy ability down, yet you're in cup finals and that, mate.
Yeah, it was mainly from the other lads, really, not myself.
So when did club rugby become a thing for you then? How old was you and where did you go to?
Well, I signed, well, was that what, I turned up at Crossfields, I think nine years old, and I took to that all right. And then I played there until I was about 14, and I ended up moving to Blackbrook in Settlings.
Yeah.
I signed for Saints on a scholarship when I was 11 because all my family's from Settlings, and that was
okay.
kind of what I wanted to do growing up. I wanted to play for Settlings, and
yeah.
you know, you want to do your mum and dad proud, don't you? And that,
of course
you know,
do, mate.
Fortunately, that's something that I got to do. I managed to play for Saints, but yeah, that was my kind of journey through amateurs. But as I was growing up, I used to play rugby union in the winter and rugby league in the summer because we used to have those seasonal. You know, you'd have your fixture list, and so it'd be rugby league in the winter, rugby union in the summer, and because my dad liked rugby union, so
yeah,
I'd go and play like just because I could keep playing rugby, really.
Yeah,
and a few of us went down, but I kind of stopped that to the age of up until the age of 14. And when I was 14, I moved to Blackbrook, and it took a while for it to go through because I was living with my nan in Settlings, and that's
that,
why.
Is that the box you took? Was it?
Yeah, that's the box you have to take, don't you, when you want to move.
Yeah.
So I went and played rugby union for a bit then.
Right.
Went and played at Eagle Open Age when I was like 14. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that for a couple of weeks. Well, I think it was a couple of months, actually, while I went through. And then I ended up getting to Blackbrook. So, yeah, I take that box and then I ended up getting
right.
there.
Yeah. No, I only know, mate, because a couple of my mates had to do a similar thing. So, Monty and Chris Eden.
Yeah,
they had to do similar things, mate. Yeah. Just the way it was, wasn't it? It doesn't help because you were a representative player as well.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. I understand it because you want to keep kids playing where they're playing, don't you, to keep the competition fair.
Of course you do.
For me, it was just kind of a progression thing. I was at Crossfield and we weren't really doing too well, and I wanted to kind of progress myself, and I felt like going to Blackrock was probably the best thing for me at the time as a kid. And you know, we had a really good team there at my age. We had like Gary Wheeler, Sean McGuinness, Jamie Foster.
Yeah.
You know, we all went on to play for Saints. So it was a good age group. So, you know, definitely it moved me on as a kid and progressed me.
Yeah. No offence to anyone that played with you at Crossfield, but you were head and shoulders above who you were playing with, mate, wasn't you? Basically.
Oh,
yeah,
it was all right. You know, I took to the game and being on St. Helens scholarship, and you know, I wanted to be in the National Cup finals and I wanted to be in the Lancashire Cup finals, and I wanted to win the league, and I went to Blackbrook, and you know, we went to a National Cup final, Lancashire Cup final, and we won the league. So
yeah.
You know, that was I wanted to do that, and that's what I ended up doing.
That's fair enough, mate. So if we go back a little bit, did you play a Warrington Town team?
I played Warrington Town
what
team.
What was the process to do that, mate? Was it the school that sent you or your club, and what were the trials like?
Yeah, it was a club, and to be honest with you, Warrington at that time, this was obviously, you know, prior to, you know, where the club's at now, and you know, Simon Rann taking over and everything like that. And the club, you know, I don't know if you remember it, like back in the day in you know, the 90s, like the club wasn't really like up to much, and you know, the process of them signing kids, like Saints were really impressive. Like that's what I remember as a kid. Saints were really impressive. They came round, they gave me a signed first team ball from the first team, and they showed me around everything. And you know, they were really impressive, Saints.
Right.
They kind of showed me a pathway from how I was going to get to where I am into playing for Saints. Whereas I don't really feel like that with Warrington. I played for the town team, and you know, I know that it was, I think I was the last age group that it was like that, because I remember the year below me, they ended up signing a lot of players, and then those players, 2 years below me as well, they ended up all going into the reserves at Warrington and doing really well.
Right.
So I think mine was the kind of last age group at Warrington where it was a bit, they weren't as good as they are now. And, you know, now you see Warrington for what they are. And they bring kids through all the time, don't they? So
you do, mate.
You know, I think it was just something that was pretty, like all clubs go through it. And, you know, I think that was just a phase that Warrington were going through at the time. And unfortunately, I was just a kid in Warrington. And I think they kind of took it for granted that I was going to sign there, but they didn't really know that I was a massive Saints fan, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know a few guys at that age group kind of moved on to other clubs and other places just because they were fans at other places. So
that's just the way it is, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, how was transitioning from junior school to senior school for you? And was school something you enjoyed and thrived in, or?
Yeah, it was all right. You know, my dad was always a big advocate of school. He told me to, you know, I need to get like my 5 A's to C so I could get into college. And, you know, I was probably like not really emotionally mature enough when I was at school to realize the kind of path that it could give me after rugby. It's something that, like, obviously later in my career that I realized it's something that, you know, you really should take pride in. You know, being able to develop a career after it. So when I was at school, I wasn't really bothered about it. I didn't really enjoy it. I wanted to be on the pitch. I wanted to be playing football, playing rugby, doing something outside. I just, it was a box tick for me.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I didn't really want to be in a classroom, but now I obviously realise the importance of, you know, academia and you know, developing a career after rugby.
That's fair enough, mate. So, was you playing union pretty young, was you, Andy, in the off season then?
Yeah, so like when I was like up until I ended up playing for Blackrock, really, I played for Sedgley Park. So I used to go down there for a couple of seasons. So that was like probably 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 13s as well. So I used to go down there and play rugby union. I
All right.
enjoyed it, but like it was just a bit slow sometimes. That was the only thing that I didn't really enjoy, and I probably didn't appreciate the skill level. And I know at that age you don't really scrimmage, but I didn't really appreciate the skill level and the scrummaging and line outs at that age. I just wanted to grab a ball and run around. So,
That's it, mate. And where did they have you playing?
well, I played inside centre and
I was
outside
going to
centre for
say,
Sedg
yeah.
yeah for Sedgley Park, and then when I played for Eagle in Warrington, I played number 10. So,
Oh, you stand off.
yeah, I enjoyed it, mate. Honestly, I really enjoyed it.
Good stuff.
But yeah, it was a good chapter in my life, and yeah, I enjoyed the game, but I chose rugby league, really.
Yeah, that's fair enough, mate. And did high school, what was high school like regarding sport and rugby? So like our school, Peter and Paul and Widnes, our age group as well, we had to play both because they knew we were rugby league lads growing up. We had to play rugby union to play rugby league. So was your school like that at all, or did you just have a choice?
No, not at all. I mean, we barely played rugby league, to be honest with you. So there would have been no chance of playing rugby union. So
Fair enough.
it was literally just football, and you know, that's not a mark on the school. It was just they were more, I think at the time they were probably more interested in academia and getting your GCSEs and things like that, which is what they get marked on, isn't it? So it's fair enough.
Of course, without you knowing, it give your body a bit of a break, didn't it? You weren't getting battered 7 days a week instead of four or five.
Yeah,
You know what I
definitely.
mean? So, all right, mate. So, what representative opportunities did you come across in high school, and what's the process of them?
So when I was in high school, we had Lancashire Trials, and I ended up going for them. I think that was off the back of just playing for Crossfields, and then obviously Blackrock as well. And then after you play for Lancashire, you end up getting selected for England if you're fortunate enough, or a national camp. And then after the national camp, then you get pulled into the elite squad. So I can't remember how many. I think maybe 13s or 14s was the one that I missed. I missed that one, but I made the rest of them. And yeah, I played representative all the way up to 18. When we went to tour Australia, but yeah.
And was that something? Did you enjoy that extra biting competitiveness and standard level, basically, because you're stepping up each time you're talking, aren't you? So you've gone Crossfields to Brook, and Brook with the farm team with the Pats at our age, mate, weren't they? And Lee East were in and out of good form, wasn't they? So what's the level like from Blackbrook to regional and then regional to international? And like when you rock up, is it awkward when you first go in that room with young lads from other teams? Or
Yeah,
is it?
it definitely is a bit awkward because you're with your mates, aren't you? And I think that, you know, in England we've got a very tribal outlook on life, haven't we? Especially with the football and the rugby, like it's it, Right, and that's something probably that when you're watching the Euros, that it's been nice to see that team probably haven't put club before country for the first time in ages. So I think, you know, in England we are very tribal, so it does get very awkward. But yeah, it was good because I think that, you know, we had Blackbrook, Pats, and Jude, who were who were really good. But then obviously as you move further up, you kind of concentrate those players and then you are playing against the best. So yeah, I think it was great for development. And, yeah. You know, I hope they do still do it now, because it definitely does bring the competition out in you.
Right, so, and no Lancashire stuff for Rugby Union, mate? Nothing representative-wise for Rugby Union?
No, I don't think I really did much, because, you know, I think there is a system there with the schools. So if you go to a school that plays Rugby Union, they can kind of put you up for that, but I'm not sure about the clubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't really something that I pursued when I got older. When I was 16, my life kind of like split off into two directions. I could either have signed for Saints when I was 16, or I could have gone with Saracens.
Right. So you was in that cluster of players that were trying to be enticed down there.
Yeah, yeah. I went down to Watford and I had a look around the facilities and it was first class, but you know, at the time the coach of Saints was Daniel Anderson and I really liked him, and you know, I thought I could learn a lot off this guy. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just thought, oh, well, I like rugby league and it's probably something that I can visit again later down the line if I ever wanted to, really. But yeah. I never really took that up.
Fair enough, mate. And how did you find the service earlier as we were going through school? Is that something you enjoyed? And what games stand out to you, or what players stand out from them days, mate?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. You know, it was good for competition. It's so long ago now, I can't really remember that much about it. But I remember I enjoyed it. But I think it's good for the competition, like competition between kids. You know, I think that's really healthy.
Yeah.
Winning and losing, I think that's really healthy. You know, understanding, you know, why you win, when you win, what goes into winning. I think that's really healthy to learn from a young age. And you know, I think that's something that kids should be definitely doing now, like practicing, you know, going into games and understanding what it takes to win and what it takes to lose.
Yeah. So do you reckon we were 13, 14 when you signed for Blackbrook then?
Yeah, I was 14 when I signed for Blackbrook, right. Yeah.
So that's come about simply because you want to test yourself, isn't it? But for the listeners that don't know, if you didn't live in that town, it was hard to do, wasn't it, mate? But if you'd have family members in, you could sort of say you spend more than half your week there, which qualified you to play for them. Yeah. So is part of that to play, well, an easier pathway to Saints as well, was it?
Well, I was already at Saints when I was 11. So okay. I was already on Saints scholarship then.
So how did that come about then, and with you playing in Warrington, mate? And how did they come in and sort of like, for better use of a word, snatch you from Warrington with you being under their noses?
Because they just can't. Saints were really good. I think it's underrated how good Saints were and how good Saints' operation is.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, there was always Derek Traynor, Mike Rush. They were always at games, always. Yeah. At every single game, every Sunday, they'd be watching all the time.
Right.
And that was the difference between them and Warrington. Warrington weren't there. Warrington would say they'd be there, but they wouldn't be there. So they wouldn't see the game.
Yeah.
And Saints were just so attentive, and they really cared, you know, and they came across like, hey, here's your pathway. So like I got approached by Saints. I must have been around 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Like I ended up signing at 11, but I'm not sure what age it was. And they just said, we'd like to sign you on scholarship. What do you think? Because I think they found out that, you know, I was a massive Saints fan.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, because I hadn't, at this stage, I hadn't been approached by Warrington. Warrington hadn't really said anything about it. And then the way that Warrington tried to sign me on a scholarship was they put the scholarship form in the service area form, so you could complete both. And I was like, well, they didn't even like say like, oh, we'd really love to sign you. Whereas like Saints were like, we like we want to sign you know, and it was really professional. But
yeah.
You know, obviously Warrington's going to be miles different now from when I was a kid, and I knew that from a couple of ages down after who they were signing.
They've just took it for granted. You just do that, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, but Saints were out always looking for different players, and you know, they signed players from all over the place. Like they signed Jamie Ellis and he was playing in Chorley, and they signed Matty Ashurst and he was playing in Wigan.
Right.
And I signed from Warrington. So like there was loads of us from different places, and you know, they did re- and then they obviously got all the lads in settlings and signed them. So that just made them a lot stronger. Whereas if we'd have all gone to different places, and Saints wouldn't have been as strong as they were.
Yeah. All right, mate. So what stopped you going to Blackbrook straight away? Was it Barwood or North West Counties? Did they make it hard?
Barwood or North West Counties, one of them. But yeah, I applied and I think they were like, no. And then like it took a while of replying. I had to provide loads of things about my nan's address in Settlelands.
And then say
I lived there. But it took a long time. I remember it took a while because it was like, I could have, might as well been banned here and been out that long. So
basically, yeah, they're lucky they didn't lose you to the game, really, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like it was fortunate I had a rugby union club I can go and play at and still enjoy, and you know, but yeah, it took a long time.
Right, mate. So leaving school, what are your options? Is it always rugby like you touched on? You probably overlooked school a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I you know, leaving school, my dad was like, I have to go to college. You have to go to college, get your A levels, get into university, and then you can do what you want then. That was pretty much my dad's like outlook on life. He was like, do this and then you can do whatever you want in rugby. So I was like, right, I was just ticking a box. I wanted to play rugby and that was it. And
yeah.
You know, a couple of the other boys, when we were 16, they went straight into the first team. And I was like, oh, I just want to go straight into the first team. I don't want to go to college, because you have to go to college in the day and I was missing out on training. But I'm glad my dad made me do it. I got my A-levels from 16 to 18. I got my A-levels. And as soon as I got them, then I went straight into the first team. And, you know, it was a great decision at the time. And then I got into uni and I just deferred it.
Right,
but yeah. I trained on and off with the first team all the way throughout that process. And then any time I had a day off college, I went to first team training.
Right. So how was that, mate? Because we've grew up watching the Saints dominate, really, haven't we?
Yeah.
So how was that? Do you remember that first day of walking in and you sat amongst them types of names? So what is your longies in it, your places, your foreign imports? So how was that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it wasn't as bad because there was eight of us who moved up to the first team at once. So it wasn't as bad as what it would have been if it had just been one of us going up. So, you know, at my age group, well, our age group, sorry, there was me, Gaz Wheeler, Gaz Frodsham, Jamie Foster, Sean McGuinness, Jamie Ellis, Matty Ashurst, Tom Armstrong. And I think that was it, who all moved up at the same time.
Right.
And we all went into the first team. So from numbers, I think it was like from numbers 24 to 31, we took those numbers. So, you know, it helped a lot being with those. But yeah, it was, I'm not going to lie, it was intimidating. You know, you're walking in and these guys have done everything, won everything. And, you know, you're kind of just, you've got to find your role really. And, you know, you don't want to just be a bit part. And I think that's something that I struggled with at the beginning. I was like, oh, I'll just do this little job here, like play the ball quick, and that'll get me in the first team. And then as you get older, you're like, no, I can't just do that. I've got to have more of an impact in the game and on the pitch. So, you know, it definitely gets easier the more seasons you're there. But yeah, it is intimidating initially walking in.
So, how much academy/reserves did you play, mate? And do you remember much? If you did play many.
Yeah, I played. So made my under-18s debut at 16, and then I played all the way throughout that year, and then I moved up to. I made my debut at 18. So once I made my debut, I was kind of, if I wasn't playing first team, I'd play reserves, but I pretty much was playing first team. Like when I was fit, because the first year I got a big injury and I was out for like 12 weeks. But yeah, I enjoyed academy. I thought it was really good. I thought the game kind of took a turn for the worse when they got rid of the reserves. When they called it reserves and they got rid of that, that's when the game took a turn for the worse, because I was playing against guys who were 30 years old and I was 18 and I was a kid. And that really made me grow up fast. But then I remember I was 20, I think I was 21, and I played a reserve game, and it was the under 20s, and you were only allowed two or maybe three
overage players.
Yeah. And it was like I was playing against like the average age was probably between like 16 and 19, and there were no old players there. And I was playing it, I was thinking, what is the point in this? Like, there's no point in playing this because it's not getting me any better. So that's when I think it transitioned to people going on dual reg and loan and things like that. But I honestly thought that the reserve system was brilliant when I was growing up. It definitely helped me as a junior come on and get ready for first team.
Right. So you mentioned an injury there, mate. So up until then, how had you been with injuries, and what was that injury that kept it out?
Yeah, I'd not been too bad. I broke both my arms and I broke my thumb. That was really the extent of my injuries as a kid growing up. And then when I got into the first team, I did my TFCC in my wrist, which was like basically a fusion of my wrist. That was probably the first big injury I had. But yeah, once they fused the wrist together, it's been, touch wood, it's been fine since. After that, you know, you get your injuries each year, don't you?
I brought my
cheekbone. I've done both MCLs.
So not niggles then?
No, they were niggles. But it's just part and parcel of the game, isn't it? So
it is, mate, yeah.
You know, you just get your injuries and crack on. But yeah, everything, you just try and mitigate that as much as possible.
Yeah. For all the latest regarding Trot the Egging, please add John Hetherington on Facebook, at John Heth, H-E-T-H, on Twitter, at Trot the Egging on Twitter, and trot_the_egg_in on Instagram. You've been listening to Trot the Egging. Thanks to our sponsors, Bardell Sports. Follow us on Twitter at Trot the Egging and Instagram at trot_the_egg_in.